Hi, Stella speaking. How are you?
Yeah, I just made a phone call to you guys. I'm sorry, my phone died.
Oh, I figured something happened because it just got cut off randomly.
I apologize.
No problem, it's fine.
So basically what I'm trying to find out is, okay, so I'm trying to find out how I go about getting home health care.
So what we can do is I can take down your information and assign
Okay.
you a specialist to your case. She's going to help you get you approved with home care, help you with assessments, and see the fastest way Medicaid can approve you for home care.
Okay.
I was up to your date of birth. What's your date of birth?
It's 09/18/1969. So
69.
September 18th, 1969.
Got it. And your name spells your first name Matthew.
Yep, and last
And your
name is
last name?
Dowdell, Dowdell.
Got it. Let me see if I can check it up. Let me see if it comes up. Got it. So it says you have Keystone first, and I got your Medicaid ID. I think everything sounds good. It shows well in here in Medicaid. Let me just take down the info I got from here so I can have the specialist have it so you don't need to repeat it to her. Check. Do you need a caregiver or should I just put like holes that you're unsure right now?
I'm sorry, say it again.
About a caregiver, should I tell her that you need a caregiver or should I tell her that she should
Yes.
hold on?
I'm gonna need a caregiver. Is that what you asked me?
You won't have someone from your family.
Oh no, that won't be my family. No, it'll actually. I'm getting ready to move, and actually, the apartment that I'm moving in, a friend of mine, he does it. That's where I actually felt comfortable with, like, maybe him doing it, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'll put in that you need a caregiver. If anytime you want to change it, you can change it.
Thank you.
What's your street address currently?
Okay, my current street address now is 3711 Haverford Avenue.
Hamilton Avenue.
Haverford, Haverford, Haverford.
Got it. And that's in Philadelphia, right?
Yes, Philadelphia, PA. Yep,
And your
19104.
19104. You have any minors in your house? No, right? No kids.
No.
Got it. What's your like requirements for a caregiver? Approximately, what would you need help with?
Well, I have a really bad memory, so like everything from like I like to try to go to the gym, like maybe help with like going to like my doctor's appointments, with my laundry, with things like that, like everyday stuff. Because I also have COPD, and see, it really limits me with my breath and the way I breathe, and being able, I have a walker, so the walker, it just takes me forever to do everything. So if I was to go to the store, I wouldn't be able to. I have to limit myself on what I can get, like as far as, because I don't want to order get too much stuff because I can't carry it back.
Well, right. I'll just get someone. We'll get someone to help you with that, so you don't need to do it anytime. Can you hold on a minute, Matthew? I'll just
Sure.
put you on hold. I'll take down your info and send it to, let me see which specialist is available right now, so she can
Okay,
help you
thank
right
you.
now. Okay, just
Thank
hold
you
on
so
the
much.
line. Okay, no problem. Hi, Matthew. Okay. Can I
Okay.
give you a number from the first assessment so you can schedule your first assessment?
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready to take it down.
I'm ready.
Okay, give me a minute. I'll just pull it up because I don't have it in front of me. Where is it? It got lost. Give me a minute. I'll check it up. Hold on.
Take your time. I appreciate your help.
Okay, so I got it. It's 877
877
550
550.
4227.
And I should call here right now.
Not right now, because I first want to transfer you to our specialist. But
Oh.
once she's gonna, like, you'll need to call them to schedule your, you'll tell them you want to schedule your first assessment for home care. They're gonna schedule a date where they will come down to you and just evaluate, see if you need home care and then how many hours. Like, that's the first step to start. We're gonna have a specialist, like, guide you through, so you won't need to do it yourself, but I want you to have it. So, she, you have it. Let me see if I have a specialist available right now. One second.
All right.
Hold on.
Sure.
Okay, Matthew, sorry for the wait. So actually they are all currently busy, but I will send them over a message. They will give you a call most probably in the next hour. Just make sure to answer the phone. You can, in the
Okay.
meantime, until they call that number I gave you and schedule your first assessment. So once she calls you, you'll be able to let her know for what day it was scheduled so she can help you and follow up.
Well, thank you very
No
much.
problem, Matthew. If you have any time in the meantime until they call you, just give me a call back. I'll be able to help you. Okay?
You're the best. You take care.
Have a wonderful day and we'll be in touch.